Welcome to Fishers of Men Gospel Moments. This is Pastor Terry Collins, President and Founder of Discipleship Ministries, hosting these thoughts for today. Have you ever heard the phrase, friends with benefits? It's a movement sweeping across our nation. It's a decision where two friends can have sex together with the understanding that the physical relationship is unemotional, uncommitted, and is just sex only. I found an article written by Nicole Smith giving the pros and cons of this new freedom or movement. One of the benefits of this kind of relationship is that it leaves out all emotional attachments or theatrics between the friends. She cautions anyone heading in this direction to really spell things out between each other so no jealousy occurs when one of the friends wants to end the relationship. She also reminds the two to be careful not to let their emotions get out of control because we are, after all, humans, and humans are wrought with emotions. What do you think about this kind of relationship? Some people would say, if it's not hurting anyone and both parties are in agreement, then why not? That might sound good, but I believe we need to take this question one step farther. We need to ask, what does God think about this kind of relationship? Some would say the Lord understands. We live in a different world than Jesus did when he walked this earth. I would say we certainly do, but does that mean the standard we go by, the Bible, has changed? If your standard is the Bible, then the answer is definitely not. In fact, the book of Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12 says, the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, and it's able to judge the thoughts and the intentions of the heart. The Bible teaches us that God's word was good yesterday, it is good today, and it will be good tomorrow. If this is the case, then friends with benefits are not compatible with Genesis chapter 2 verses 18 and 24. You see, the Lord God said, it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make him a helper, suitable or comparable to him. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and his mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. The key word here is wife, which means that a man and a woman are to be married to have an intimate relationship with each other. If you define your best friend as your husband or your wife, then all the benefits that come from your marriage are blessed by God. But for those that are sharing sexual benefits with their friends and are not married, then I believe that your relationship might enjoy the freedom of no commitment to each other, but you will find yourselves out of the will of God, and you will find yourself separated from his blessings. Think about this. Amen.